problems with your car. And, you know, early on, you buy the car, there's something, there's a problem with it, and eventually an engine has to be replaced. And then later, the same problem raises its head, and then the company washes its hands. Well, Rob in Hout Bay had such an experience, and he joins you now to tell you about it. Rob, good morning.
Morning, Kino, and thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. So you bought a car from VW, and then all things fell apart. Give us a proceed story on that.
Sure. I know you've got news coming up, so I'll try my best to summarize a 6-year saga of misery as Volkswagen. So yeah. A quick timeline. I purchased this new VW Touran for my wife back in July 2012 from a VW dealership in Cape Town. Thinking back, it was a very happy day for us, you know. It was the first and only time our family had been able to afford a brand new car.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that smile was quickly wiped off because after only 9 months and with only 7,000 Ks on the clock, we had to return the car to the dealership with what they said was serious EPC engine problems. Mm. We were told that it needed a new engine. There was no stock in South Africa. A new one had to be shipped from Germany. And we eventually got the car back 3 months later. And then in April 2017, still under warranty, we had the exact same problem, serious EPC engine issues again. Engine needed to be replaced again. Again, no stock. And again, my wife without a car for months. So this was the third engine for a new car. And we're talking about a car which my wife drives. She does minimal mileage, less than 12,000 Ks a year, and her monthly discovery driving insurance stats shows that she's the highest qualified driver in the highest category.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the present. Last month, car experienced the exact same EPC engines again. Unfortunately, this time we encountered a very different attitude from Volkswagen because the car's service time was now expired. So they've had the car for over a month. They've acknowledged that there's EPC engine issues, but they say they can't confirm exactly what the problem is without stripping the vehicle, and they're charging me, or want to charge me, 23,000 rand for the stripping cost. So I've escalated it to Volkswagen South Africa, and I'm dealing with a representative from the office of the MD. They've acknowledged verbally the track record of the engine issues with this car, which has clearly been a defective car from the start.
Yeah.
But they've responded to me very clinically, very legalistically in writing letters, that the car is now out of warranty and I'm liable for the 23,000 rand, and that's just for the stripping. So zero compassion, zero empathy, no apology.
Oh.
And then the last thing, Kino, is I've tried multiple times to escalate this to the MD of Volkswagen South Africa, Mr. Thomas Schaefer, but clearly the office of the MD division are very effective gatekeepers because they're acting under executive orders to block me, so can't get through.
Now, this has been sitting on Trevor Hutting's desk as well, spokesperson for the National Consumer Commission. We've managed to send him the history of this. So they want to strip the car and you stripped your M because of their attitude at the end of the day. Trevor Hutting, sounds really, really frustrating.
Sorry to enter with some laughter, but good morning.
I would have stripped mine too, but I mean, what rights does someone like Rob have?
Yeah, no, well, to be very honest with you, when I looked at the information, that we actually as the NGC looked at the information and assessed it a bit, we realized that what the manufacturer has been good at was to assist within the statutory as well as within the manufacturer's warranty. In other words, what I'm saying is every time there was the consumer raised the issue with them, they did comply insofar as providing a new engine and doing this, doing that, and paying for all of that. By the way, they are not paying for it. You as the consumer, in terms of that warranty, you pay for it still through the warranty. Because I want to believe it's a new vehicle that the consumer purchased. But nonetheless, so they have been assisting insofar as the warranty is concerned. They've been complying with the law. However, there has been, and what we are picking up here is that there has been a persisting serious problem that I want to believe the company or the manufacturer did not look into or diagnose very well, because if the same problem pops up every single time after a particular interval, it means that their diagnosis could not necessarily have been accurate, because why is the same problem coming back?
And they're new engines though, hey? Every time they apparently got a new engine.
Well, the truth of the matter is it really a new engine? Mm. We don't know. We are not mechanics. That is what we are learning here now, that it was new engines on each occasion. But there are many inferences that one can draw from this. Long story short, you know, I've spoken to one of my colleagues that deal with the motor industry and the manufacturers on a regular basis. And what we can do for the consumer is the consumer can bring the matter to us, and we will engage the manufacturer in a different way, because insofar as the law is concerned, they have complied. That is the truth of the matter. But we'll have to engage them in a different way with a different objective. I mean, why not just, this has been a loyal consumer purchasing a vehicle from them, a brand new one for that matter. Why can't they just take this on as a research and development or as a CSI initiative or something? Because at the end of the day, they stand to benefit much more than billing the consumer 22,000 rand. 22,000 rand is a lot of money, but at the same time, this is your vehicle. You made this vehicle. So why not assist someone who just wants to get to the bottom of what this problem is? And then, I mean, both of you will have something to benefit at the end of the day.
Exactly. Trevor, thank you very much for that. We have to go to news. And, I mean, long term, people then look at this going, hold on, do I want to buy a car from VW? And where I'm standing, if this is the type of service Rob is getting, my answer would probably be no.